Eakin, Leakin, and Nod. The name J. Michael Eakin may not be known to those beyond Pennsylvania, but among judges, he was a superstar. For 20 years, he sat on the state's highest appellate courts, 6 years on the Superior Court, 14 years on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, until his recent suspension and subsequent retirement following what has been called Porngate, in which judges and state prosecutors traded photos of a sexual, pornish, or racist nature among themselves. Pennsylvania's Attorney General Kathleen Kane, the first woman in that spot, blew the whistle on such shenanigans, and judges began falling like leaves in autumn. And while the press has been titillated by sexual revelations, the racist comments and cartoons have received less attention. It is thus unremarkable that the court is all white, or that there's also a class dimension at work here. Most Americans, over 70%, have never attended college. Judges, having first been lawyers, are among the most educated in America. Not for naught has the great observer, Alexis de Tocqueville, in his classic Democracy in America, called lawyers America's last aristocracy. And as such, they invariably look down their aristocratic noses at their less educated brethren. This, too, was an element in these emails, cartoons, and comics. The high official spitting on the poor, the impoverished, the hoi polloi, the working people. In America, those in power despise the powerless. That's why they are so ruthless when they come before them, pleading for mercy from those who are without mercy. They are all tough on crime until they get caught. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.